This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you, thank you, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, thy word is truth. This is Sherry, America's messenger of truth. So America, men, women, boys, and girls, gather around. Please open your truth book, your King James Bible, to the great book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 1, where we left off last time. Malachi chapter 2, verse 1. Just before we begin, I want to invite the whole world to come to my school, Sherry Medlock School, that's S-H-A-R-I, Medlock School, Cocoa, Florida, on August 3rd at 6:30 p.m. for an amazing supernatural video by Scott Merson, our anointed man of God, who is a demon slayer, who is our faithful friend. Scott has a beautiful gift from God. Holy Spirit tells him to take pictures. He obeys, and the pictures reveal in the physical realm that which is in the spiritual realm. You can see angels and lights and, yes, demons. Now, he verifies all of this with the Word of God. Now, I want you to know that this, your little speaker here, I see those things naturally, but Scott's camera sees them so you can see them, and it will bless you. August 3rd, 6:30 p.m., Sherry Medlock School. Those of you who joined us on the day to repent all over America, take a plane, take a few days off, and come down to Florida for Scott's amazing video. August 3rd, 6:30 p.m., Sherry Medlock School. And now, Malachi chapter 2, verse 1. From Hosea to Malachi, the minor prophets were originally one book, and they are all prophecies of these very end times. We are in the end times. Revelation gives us seven events called trumps. And see, the seventh trump, Jesus comes. At the sixth trump, the pretend to be Jesus comes. He's the Antichrist. He's instead of Christ. He'll make you think he's Jesus, but he's really the devil with his Jesus costume on. And right now we're in what is called the fifth trump, which is a time of learning. It is coming to an end, and I am blowing that fifth trump to help you not to be deceived. Now, Malachi's name in the Hebrew means my messenger. God calls Malachi my messenger. And last week, we learned that one of the messages of the end times in the first part of Malachi is that just before Jesus returns, there will be the battle of Hamagog when Russia comes against America. Now, chapter 2, I am giving it the title, True or False? True or False?
Malachi chapter 2, verse 1. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you.
Okay, this one is to you, priest. Now, a priest is an anointed speaker, the word of God, and is called by God. So he said, this is for you. Well, this is for the true priest, but this is also for the false priest. So that means everyone who's supposed to be teaching God's word in the Christian church, this is for you, true or false.
With truth, if you will not hear, if you will not lay it to your heart, forget glory unto my name.
Revelation 19:13 says his name is called the word of God, and the heart there means mind. If you will not have the mind of Christ and give my word, let my word be taught correctly. He's going to tell you what he's going to do. But let's decide, how should it be taught correctly? Paul said, read this epistle in the church. The epistle is a letter. Paul wrote tons of them. Romans and Corinthians and Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and all the T's. He said, read it in the church. And Isaiah 28 says, line by line. And Jesus says in Matthew 4:4, man lives by every word of God. And when Ezra and Nehemiah went back to build the wall, they found the Torah, and they read it straight down with all the men, women, boys, and girls standing. In other words, I want my word taught, book, chapter, verse, and line. I do not want traditions of men or books about the book or quarterlies or devotional books or one poem and three books. Now he says, if you do not teach all of my words, that's what he's going to do.
Say the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you.
Uh-oh. The Bible says the curse causeless does not come. In other words, that very thing that I've called you to do, true priest or false priest, to get my word out in my house, if you're not doing that, I'm going to curse you. It would be a blessing, but if you do it wrong, I'm going to curse you.
And I will curse your blessing. Yes, I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart.
I've already cursed it. Well, look at the many ministries that are supposed to be teaching God's word. And then they start some big building project that goes on and on and on. And instead of teaching God's word, they have to maybe say one verse, but all of a sudden they go for the wallet because they've got to get the money in. And so that building becomes an albatross around their neck. And so you see the very thing that could bless you. There's a blessing in hearing God's word. There's a blessing in teaching God's word. But if you do not do it correctly, he will curse the very work you're doing.
Three, behold, I will corrupt your seed. It is bowed down upon your faces, even the dome of your solemn feasts, and one shall take you away with it.
Okay. Now he says, I'm going to corrupt your seed. In other words, you're supposed to be planting the seed of my word, but I call it corrupt. You polluted it, you diluted it, you put traditions of men or lie proverbs. He says, I look at that, false priest, as though you were sacrificing diseased animals to me. Remember in Bible times before Jesus came, they substituted the animal. And he said, I would take the dung, yes, God says dung, of those diseased animals and rub it back in your face. That's what I think of your corruptible seed. Now, take that. And he said, your own corruptible seed, your false teaching is going to take you away. Okay, Margaret MacDonald, 1832, demented woman, lie proverb. Ezekiel 13, King James, God says, I'm against those who teach my people to fly to save their souls. Not only will you lead my people to worship the false Christ who comes before Jesus to pretend to fly you away, but you're going to be taken too. You're going to fly away with him. Zechariah 5, you go in that first harvest, God says, I call this wickedness. To be taken is to be had. You want to be left. Jesus said, stay in the field.
For, and ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi.
Oh, yeah, my covenant is with Levi. So let's talk about Levi. The covenant is God's contract, his will and testament. Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. Now, who would be Levi? Now make a note right there in your Bible for homework. Later on, you want to go home and read Hebrews 7. Make a note, Hebrews 7. Verse 5, God says, verily, the sons of Levi have received the office of the priesthood. In other words, God chose the tribe of Levi, the Levitical priesthood, to carry God's word and discipline the children in God's word. Now remember that God gave that same promise to Abraham before Abraham even had a son named Isaac. And he told Abraham that the word would come through him, not only the Messiah Jesus, but the written word, the Bible. So remember that Abraham had Isaac. Isaac had Esau and Jacob. We studied that last week. Jacob was the right seed. Jacob had 12 sons, and one of his sons, Jacob's name changed to Israel, was Levi, the Levitical priesthood. Now back to Hebrews 7. We see there that Melchizedek met Abraham when Abraham was returning from the slaughter. What slaughter? Abraham's nephew Lot had been captured by the enemy, and Abraham went after the enemy and slaughtered them to rescue Lot. And Abraham got the spoils. He got the gold and the jewels. And Melchizedek met him, and Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek. That's the first record we have of the tithe. Abraham began that. Well, who is Melchizedek? Is he a high priest? Yes. Melchi, king, Zedek, just. You're the just. You only have one king. His name is Jesus. You can go on and read there in Hebrews 7, and it'll say that Melchizedek, without father, without mother, without beginning, without end, one like unto the Son of God. Melchizedek was Jesus before Jesus ever was born of the Virgin Mary. Now, you say, but wait a minute. The law says that the ones who are to take the tithe, that the rest of that verse about that the Levi, verse 5, are the ones of the priesthood, it says they, the tribe of Levi, are commanded to take tithes of the people. Okay, can take tithes of the people. So why is Abraham giving tithes to the Lord Jesus pre-incarnate Melchizedek? Because it says Levi was in Abraham's loins. At that time, Abraham's great-grandson Levi was not yet born, but eventually he would be. And that lineage, the priesthood, would go right on down through Moses and Aaron. They are the tribe of Levi. And then eventually to the Virgin Mary. Mary's mother was a full-blooded Levi. Mary and Elizabeth were cousins. Elizabeth was a full-blooded Levi. Now, Mary's father was the king line, Judah, but Mary's mother was of Levi. So that same Melchizedek, thousands of years later, plopped himself in a virgin's womb and came through her. Not only was he of the tribe of Judah, king line, one of the other sons of Israel, Jacob, but he was the tribe of Levi. So there you have it. By the way, let me put all of you at rest. Your speaker here, your missionary messenger, Sherry, I am of the tribe of Levi. Yes, I am. My granddad's name is Aaron. Remember Moses, Aaron, Levi? My dad's name is Corey. He's of the tribe of Levi, too. Now, he was a character in the Bible, but so are some of us.
Praise the Lord of hosts. Verse 5, my covenant was with him of life and peace.
Now, he moves from the human priesthood that are called of God to carry the word to the fact that when Jesus came of the Virgin Mary, not only of the tribe of Judah as king, but through Mary's mother of Levi, that Jesus becomes our high priest forever, living to make intercession for us. And he came to bring life, and in him is life, and there is no death, and came to bring peace. He is the king of peace.
And I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name.
Okay, the fear there means love. Now he's talking about Jesus after Jesus came through the Virgin Mary in the flesh. The fear is love. Remember that Jesus says, the Father and I are one. Jesus just loved the Father. He said, I don't say anything unless I hear my Father say it. I don't do anything until I see my Father do it. Jesus kept that covenant. He kept that word. And so are we, the true priesthood, to do that today. And so are you as lay Christians. You're a king and a priest unto God. Revelation chapter 1.
The law of truth.
The law of truth. Law means word. One of the phrases I use at the end of this program, John 17:17, Jesus said, thy word is truth. Now, Jesus is the living word, and he came, and the word brought the truth.
In his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips.
Jesus knew no sin. He who knew no sin took all of our sins on himself.
He walked with me in peace and equity.
He walked with God. He would get up early and pray, and he would just go with God, and whatever God told him to do, he was always honorable, a man without sin, the Son of God, the Savior, Lord Jesus, Yeshua.
And did turn many away from iniquity.
Iniquity is sin. Many, many people will not have to walk into the lake of fire because our high priest, who ever lives to make intercession for us, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus, paid the sin debt, shed his blood for the remission of our sins, died and arose. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Verse 7, for the priest's lips should keep knowledge.
The priest's lips should keep knowledge. Proverbs 1:7, the beginning of wisdom is the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. You get knowledge from God's word. There are things in the Bible that God says are very precious to him. One, he says, precious in his sight are the death of his saints. In other words, when one of his elect goes back home, that's very precious to God because the elect never betray God. Then he says his word is precious. But one of the things he says is precious is the lips of knowledge. And Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you would give this thine handmaiden the lips of knowledge. Let the words that come out of my mouth be precious in your sight, like silver and like gold.
And they should seek the law at his mouth.
The law is the word. So what he's saying, everybody who calls yourself a Christian all over the world, You're supposed to go where you get the Word of God, not one verse and 3 points, not a book about the book, not a tradition of man which makes void the Word of God. Remember Paul said, read this epistle in the church, Isaiah says line by line. You know, you wouldn't buy a secular book and turn over to page 140 and skip down to the third paragraph and say you'd read the book. Let's start at the very beginning. Remember Sound of Music? That's a very place to start, right there. Genesis, one book at a time, book, chapter, verse, and line, through Revelation. God is very bright. He knows how to write. He's the Word. So let's do it His way. I tell you what, the Lord told me to reform the church. Now, I know some of you say, what? You're going to reform the church? Who do you think you are, Martin Luther? No, I think I'm a woman of God who loves God. He told me to reform the church. So, church, let's make the Bible the sermon. Come on. Novel idea.
Amen. That He is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
He or she, the man or woman of God who teaches every word of God, is God's messenger. In the book of Revelation, Jesus said, John, write this whole book of Revelation down and send it to the angels of the seven churches. In other words, the seven churches were a type of all of the Christian churches. They went in a circle around planet Earth, and the angel means the messengers. So it is a command for everybody to know the book of Revelation, for it to be taught. Every single word of it. And those who do teach the Word of God, Genesis 1 to Revelation 22, are called a messenger of God. Hallelujah.
But ye are departed out of the way.
Uh-oh, now he goes to false. We just had truth. Now we're going to have false. Okay, you've departed out of the way. In the book of Ezra, chapter 8, when Ezra and Nehemiah went back to build the wall in Jerusalem after the 70 years captivity by Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, Ezra took a census to see how many of the real priests, the sons of Levi, were in the crowd. And lo and behold, Ezra 8 says he did not find one real priest. Instead, he found something called Nethinim. Now, that is not the Nephilim. That's not the fallen angels of Genesis. Nethinim means in the Hebrew, given to service. These were people who had hired themselves out to the priesthood to chop the wood, build the fire, and dust off the scriptures for the priest. The priest had gotten lazy. And lo and behold, the Nethinims, who are truly the Kenites, descendants of Cain, Cain the child of the devil, were taking over the pulpit. They started writing the sermons, and they started preaching the sermons. Remember, Jesus said the scribes and Pharisees sit in the seat of Moses. Moses is the Word. Look over there, false prophets. You have substituted my word for lie proverbs and traditions of men in one verse and 3 points. Now listen, I went to seminary. I know you teach you that. No, let's scratch that. We don't need one verse and 3 points. We need every word of God. We are at the end. The only thing that's going to get you through anything forever, the only thing that's going to last forever, is the Word of God. So let's reform. Come on, stop that. Stop all that. Preachers, pastors, be kind to your congregation. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to God. Let's take it from now on in, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line. And God will be so pleased with you, and your people will be blessed, and you will be blessed instead of cursed.
He has caused many to stumble at the law.
The law is the Word. In other words, by teaching the false teaching, like the lie proverb, the false teaching will lead people to worship the false Christ. The Antichrist comes before Jesus. 6 comes before 7. You've been saying that Jesus is going to come and swoop you up out of here. No, that's the lie proverb. I want all of you to read in the King James. Do not go to NIV. That one has all kind of mess and lies in it. King James, Ezekiel 13, God says, I am against those who teach my people to fly to save their souls. Jesus said, stay in the field. Caught up in the air doesn't mean to fly into the sky. It means to change in the breath of the Spirit. And the cloud there means the crowd that Jesus is bringing with you. It's a figure of speech. Duh.
You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts.
You've changed my word.
9. Therefore have I also made you contemptible.
I find it contemptible, says God.
And base before all the people, according as you have not kept my ways.
Now, the false priests are going to be very embarrassed when Jesus comes And Ezekiel 44 says, only the Zadok, the very elect, the true priest, and the elect will gather around Jesus. It tells us those other priests who went astray, let me put it this way, they're going to kind of carry water for the elect. You don't want to be in that group. You can change now.
But have been partial in the law.
In other words, you've only taught a part of it. You said we don't need the book of Revelation. Yes, it is a command to have the entire book of Revelation.
Verse 10, have ye not all one father?
Now this father, we are in Malachi chapter 2. This father, he's talking about Abraham. What does Abraham's name mean? It means the father of many nations. Nations is all the races. That doesn't mean that all the races came there, but Jesus came through Abraham's lineage. So all who are saved, whether you're the biological seed, Levi like I am, or whether you're grafted in, adopted, Abraham's your father. So he's saying, all of you true priests, all of you false priests in Malachi 2, you're supposed to all have the same father. You should be teaching the covenant that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribe of Levi, the Levitical priesthood.
Has not one God created us?
Yes.
Why do you deal treacherously?
God calls it treason for us to misteach his word. In other words, he is the word. And if you misteach the word, you betrayed the word. And the word is God.
Every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers.
And when you mislead and misteach your brothers and sisters in the church, you lead them to worship the false Christ, you have betrayed them. You are a traitor. This is treason.
11. Judah has dealt treacherously.
Uh-oh. Now he's completed taking out his wrath and everything on the tribe of Levi, the true priesthood. Now he's going to go to Judah. Now remember, Jacob's name changed to Israel, also had a son named Judah. And Judah is the king line, so Jesus is the priest through Mary's mother, the tribe of Levi, and the king through Judah. Now, we're going to find out that we're going to go and actually study the life of Jacob or Israel's son, Judah. Now he moves to the king line. He left Levi. Now he's going to the king line.
An abomination committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord, which he loved, and has made the border of a strange God.
Now, you can read this story of what happened with Judah, who was supposed to come through Jesus. He was supposed to keep his bloodline pure, because God told them in Ezra 15, do not take daughters for your sons of foreigners, do not give your daughters, don't take husbands for your daughters, don't take wives for your sons, keep it in the family, keep the pure seed there. But Judah had a bad habit of going sheep sharing, and meaning party hardy, and he loved what we call strange women outside the line of Judah. And he knew that he was supposed to keep that seed line pure so the Messiah Jesus, pure blood, could come through eventually. Well, he had one son who married a beautiful woman who was of the tribe of Judah to prolong the true seed, the tribe of Judah. Her name was Tamar. But that son was no good, so God took him out. So Judah gave her the second line, the second son. That's the way it was supposed to be, to prolong the seed line. Well, he married Tamar, but with no children in either one of these sons, he was no good, so God called him out. Now, Judah had one more son, but he did not give that son to Tamar. Now, Tamar was a wonderful woman. She knew her destiny. She knew that she was supposed to have a child, a pure seed of the tribe of Judah, so eventually Jesus would come through the tribe of Judah, king line. And so she did a little covert activity. She knew her father-in-law. He went sheep shearing, and he loved the harlots. So she dressed herself up as a harlot. And Judah saw her and went in unto her, and yes, got her pregnant. So he said, I don't have my credit card today. I left my wallet at home. I'll pay you later. She said, no, give me a token. Judah, give me your signet ring so I'll know that you're going to come back and pay me. She didn't want the money. There's wisdom here. The signet ring means it had Judah's name on it. So then she goes back home and cleans up, and after a while she begins to show her pregnancy. Well, Judah is incensed. He was ready to stone her. In those days, they stoned people who got pregnant out of wedlock instead of celebrating them and give them a baby shower. And so she pulled out the signet ring, And she said, I am pregnant by the man whose ring this is. And thus her life was saved. God had to actually take and force Judah to keep that seed line pure. God has had to work hard to keep the tribe of Levi, the Levitical priesthood, pure. He still doesn't have many today. And to keep the king line pure. But God did.
Verse 12, the Lord will cut off the man that doeth this, the master and the scholar, out of the tabernacles of Jacob.
In other words, in the millennium, you're not going to be teaching there around Jesus. Only the pure priesthood and only the true king line.
And them that offer an offering unto the Lord of hosts. 13, and this have you done again, covering the ark of the Lord with tears and weeping and crying out, insomuch that regardeth not the offering.
What he's talking about here, Judah had some wives who were of the tribe of Judah, and he was supposed to be faithful to them to prolong that seed line. But he divorced them. See, Tamar saw all of that. And he went out and married foreign wives. Again, Ezra 15, he said, do not mix the seed. God loves all the races. Genesis 1:26, mankind, that word Adam, mankind in general, red, yellow, brown, black, and white, God says it's good. But he said seed after his own kind. God says do not mix the seed, and Judah was doing that. And those wives that he divorced were crying before God at the altar. Now, if you marry the wrong bridegroom who's coming soon, calling himself God's Savior, Theosata, the Antichrist, who's beautiful, will do signs and miracles and wonders. If you marry him, you have divorced the real Jesus.
Anymore, or receive it that with good will at your hand. 14, yet you say, wherewith?
Why?
Because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth.
He has watched you betray him. He has watched you false prophets teach the lie fly proverb, leading my people right into the arms of Satan, who will have his Jesus costume on, the dragon pretending to be the lamb.
And it seems thou hast dealt treacherously.
Treason.
And is he thy companion and the wife of thy covenant? 15, and did not he make one?
All right, this one is talking about Genesis chapter 2. After God made the six-day creation, all the races, hunters and fishermen, God rested and realized he needed a farmer to till the soil, meaning he needed a specific pedigree through whom the Messiah Jesus would come, a clean, pure bloodline. So he created a specific man, Hebrew, Eth Ha-Adam, the man Adam. And he said, I told you to keep that seed line pure. So that was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the tribe of Levi and Judah, right on down through Mary. And God really had to fight to keep that seed line pure.
Yet had he the residue of the Spirit, and who for one, that he might seek a godly seed.
A godly seed. Keep the seed line pure. See, Mary had no man's seed in her, the woman of a seed. Again, her mother was of the tribe of Levi because Mary and Elizabeth were cousins. Elizabeth had to be a full-blooded Levi to be married to the true priesthood, Zechariah, the Levi priest. And, of course, Mary's father, Heli, there in Luke, was of the tribe of Judah.
Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth.
In other words, he's telling the true priest, this is true or false, true priest or false priest. He's telling, be careful. Be very careful that you let people know who is the true Christ and who is the false Christ.
16, and the Lord, the God of Israel, saying he hated the putting away.
Putting away means divorce. He hated that about Judah. And you know it says in Jeremiah 3:8 that God is divorced because Judah betrayed him and Israel betrayed him. But good news. When Jesus' side was pierced, and out came the water, and out came the blood, out of that side came the bride. That makes it legal. God has a very legal court in heaven. That makes it legal for God to remarry the children who've gone astray. The marriage supper of the Lamb. Just make sure you don't go to that first bridegroom who comes first.
One covers violence with his garment.
In Bible times, as you know, men wore skirts, and when a man covered a woman with his skirt, that was the marriage consummation. So he says, don't go to the false Christ. Listen, everybody, there are seven trumps. Jesus comes at the seventh. Antichrist comes at the sixth. Six comes before seven. We're in the fifth trump now, a time of learning, and I'm telling you that. Don't go to that first one. He's coming in the sky just like we know Jesus is with his entourage. He's going to say peace and safety, cause craft to prosper. He will be everything beautiful like Jesus is, except he's the dragon pretending to be the lamb. Revelation 20 verse 2 says a dragon is a devil. John the Baptist says the lamb is Jesus. Look out. Don't marry the first one.
Saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
Therefore take heed to your spirit, that you deal not treacherously.
Don't betray.
17. You have wearied the Lord with your words, that ye say, wherewith have we wearied thee?
Now remember, this whole chapter is true or false. He's talking to the true priests, the sons of Levi, that really keep every word of God, Genesis 1, Revelation 22, book, chapter, verse, and line, or the false one who teach men's philosophies, men's book, tradition of men, etc. So he says, you wearied with my words. So they're going to say, how do we do that?
Everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord.
Now you say, no, 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 it doesn't matter about knowing the word. God loves you. He's going to give you a new car, a new job, and more money. Listen to me. Jesus did not come for that. You might have to do without. You might want to do like I do, give it all away. Have you ever heard of the destiny of suffering? My Lord, the fellowship of his suffering, prosperity in my foot. We don't tell people that. We don't tickle your ears. You're supposed to lose your life. Hallelujah. And you will gain it in the eternity. The prosperity. Now, God might give you those things, but if that's what you're looking to Jesus for, you might not even know the King. You just might be coming to him for the stuff. Forget it. Just focus on him.
And he didn't like it in them.
And you say, God just loves to see you get a new car and a new house and a new promotion and more money. God is interested in his kingdom. Are you interested in his kingdom? Are you winning souls? Are you getting the truth out? Have you given it all away for God?
Oh, where is the God of judgment?
In other words, he's not going to judge you about whether you know the word of God. You go to church, that's a sweet thing. No, no, no. So today we have learned in Malachi chapter 2 that the true priesthood should be of the tribe of Levi. And I've told you this, speaker, I am of the tribe of Levi. My grandfather's Aaron, my dad is Corey. And we're to teach every word of God, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line, and with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Since English is a translation, we do have to study from the manuscripts. And he gave every one of you a command that you're to go wherever you hear every word of God. Matthew 4:4, Jesus says, man lives by every word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now next time we're going to get into jewels, and we're going to get into the Elijah anointing and the two witnesses. Do not miss that. For time's sake today, we're going to skip Mystery Moment with Scott and Sherry. By the way, don't forget Scott Merson's great program, August 3rd, 6:30 p.m., the beautiful video. It'll bless you here at my school, August 3rd, 6:30 p.m., Scott Merson and his amazing video. But right now, if you're not saved, I want you to be saved. Will you pray this with me, please? Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess that I have sinned.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Save me.
Forgive me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lead me by your Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Use me to enlarge your territory.
Jesus is Lord.
I love you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, if you prayed that and meant it, my announcer is going to give you my telephone, and I welcome you to call me on the phone and leave a message so I can put you on my daily prayer list. Now, let me pray for those of you who are sick. Father, in the name and the power of Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, I ask, please, that from the north, the south, and the east and west, that Father, the Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in your wings. Let's go to the bone marrow, O Spirit of God. Blaze the beams of healing virtue into the bone marrow, into the macula, into the cornea, into the pupil, into the ears, into the brain, into the bloodstream, into the bones and marrow and tendons and nerves and feet and backs and vertebrae. And blood pressure be made normal in Jesus' name. Be renewed by the renewing of your mind. Your youth and strength be renewed as the eagles. Run and not be weary. Pick up your bed and walk. Hearts be healed. A new heart by the hand of God. Your life be extended. Strength and vitality to you. Right mind, right heart. Lungs breathe. Kidneys, bladders. Oh, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Healing virtue flow and heal your people. He sent his word and healed you in the name and the power of Jesus. With Jesus' stripes you are healed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, if you got your healing there also, when you call me, tell me that you were healed. I want to invite all of you to come to my school every Sunday, 5 p.m., Word and Prayer, and every Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m., Word and Prayer. And now, my love line of the week, from my heart to your heart. When you simply do not know what in the world to do, give. Giving is the key. It's an inside job. Giving causes one of God's laws, spiritual laws, to begin moving. Giving causes things to move. What do you have in your hand? Give. 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 It'll change your life, and it'll certainly bless someone else. I love all of you. God bless you. May the Lord keep you. And remember this about Yeshua Jesus. His name is called the Word of God. Now you're going to hear me play a measure of the Our Father on the piano. May that little tune bless you. Wait for my announcer. I invite all of you to please call me. Tell me that you're listening to my program. Leave your prayer request. Leave your questions. Leave your comments. And tell me you love me, because I truly love you. Now remember this about Jesus. His name is called the Word of God. And Jesus said in John 17:17, Thy word is truth. Wait for my announcer. Love you.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at this same time for Trumpet of Truth.
Today, as she slips in, trying to fade into the faces, the girl's teasing laughter is carrying farther than they know, farther than they know. But if we are the body, why aren't his arms? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? And if we are the body, why aren't his feet going? Why is his love not showing? Then there is a way. There is a way. His code.
place I belong. And long ago I felt this way, and now I have the chance to stay. I'm going all the way in. Jubilees, come to me, brought me back to life. Jubilee, I am free, my future is bright, yeah. What a breakthrough, stolen into
sanctified. Let this be our battle cry. calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Your blood speaks a better word than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me and stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. Your blood. Your blood speaks a better word. All the empty claims I've heard upon this earth speaks righteousness for me and stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. What can wash away our sin? What can in grace tells of the Father's heart to make a way for us. Now boldly we approach, not earthly confidence, it's only by your blood. What can wash away our sin? What can
Small there.